The incoming administration of President-elect Barack Obama is contemplating sending several hundred billion dollars to states facing significant budget shortfalls. Wisconsin's two-year budget is said to be $5.4 billion in the hole. That sent the state's majority leader-elect to Washington. Tom Nelson met with members of Obama's transition team. Nelson says the Obama people didn't have any concrete numbers in terms of how large a bailout package would be or what Wisconsin stands to get, but he says it's critical to pass one, even if it drives the federal budget deficit upwards of $1 trillion.
There's not the kind of investments coming from the private sector to try to rejuvenate this economy and get people back to work. So in the absence of any kind of private activity to that level, we need to count on the state and federal government to make these important investments.
Nelson says he's already scheduling meetings with the state transportation secretary to identify projects that could be fast-tracked.
We need to have these conversations in December before I take the position of majority leader to make sure we're doing everything we can so we can be ready. I'd hate to have an example where there's, you know, billions of dollars are being released to the states, but Wisconsin, for some reason, is not eligible because we don't have those projects ready to go.
Nelson also vows to make changes in the state budget to address Wisconsin's deficit, including closing what he called corporate tax loopholes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.